where each limb could have the wish of mine heart, that I might go forth and speak with the trump of God, with a voice that to shake the earth, and cry repentance unto every people. Yeah, we declare unto every soul, as with a voice of thunder, repentance and the plan of redemption, that they should repent and come unto our God, that there might not be more sorrow upon all the face of the earth. But behold, I am a man and do sin in my wish, for I ought to be content with the things which the Lord hath allotted unto me. I ought not to harrow up in my desires the firm decree of a just God. For I know that he granteth unto men according to their desires, whether it be unto death or unto life. That he allotteth unto men, yea, decreeth unto them the decrees which are unalterable, according to their wills, whether they be unto salvation or unto destruction. Yea, and I know that good and evil have come before all men. He that knoweth not good from evil is blameless, but he that knoweth good from evil, to him is given according to his desire, whether he desireth good or evil, life or death, joy or remorse of conscience. Now seeing that I know these things, why should I desire more than to perform the work to which I have been called? Why should I desire that I were an angel, that I could speak unto all the ends of the earth? Before behold, the Lord doth grant unto all nations of their own nation and tongue to teach his word, yea, in wisdom. All that he seeth fit that they should have, therefore we see that the Lord doth counsel in wisdom according to that which is just and true. That the Lord hath commanded me, and I glory in it. I do not glory of myself, but I glory in that which the Lord hath commanded me. Yea, this is my glory, that perhaps I may be an instrument in the hands of God to bring some soul to repentance, and this is my joy. But behold, when I see many brethren truly repentant and coming to the Lord their God, then is my soul filled with joy. Then do I remember what the Lord hath done for me, yea, that he hath heard my prayer. Yea, then do I remember his merciful arm that he extended towards me. Yea, also remember the captivity of my fathers, for surely I do know that the Lord did deliver them out of bondage. And by this did he establish his church, yea, the Lord God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. To deliver them out of bondage, yea, I've always remembered the captivity of my fathers. Same God who delivered them out of the hands of the Egyptians did deliver them out of bondage. And that same God did establish his church among them. And that same God hath called me by a holy calling to preach the word unto his people. He hath given me much success, in the which my joy is full. Joy in my success alone, but in the joy is full because of the success of my brethren who have been up to the land of they have labored exceedingly and have brought forth much fruit, and how great shall be their reward. Now when I think of the sex of these, my brethren, my soul is carried away, even unto the separation of it from the body. As it were, so great is my joy, and now my God, may God grant unto these, my brethren, that they may sit down in the kingdom of God. And also all to those that are the fruit of their labors, that they may go no more out, but that they may praise Him forever. And may God grant that it may be done according to my words, even as I have spoken. Amen. As I have spoken on.